WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Attention Treasure Coast, a move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Listen, the Lord has always been more concerned with the condition of your heart than the activity of your hands. Don't get it twisted. Serving God must first be from the heart. It's not what you are doing. What you're doing doesn't justify you. We're not saved by works. The things that we do must be a fruit of our relationship. Otherwise, zero. Seriously. See, we're raised up. Say this. Look at somebody say, you're raised up. Now sit yourself down. See, we've been raised up together with him and seated. See, some folk got raised up and ain't sat down yet. They still checking out the heavenly place and the palace and no, we're supposed to be seated. See, Christ has been seated on the right hand of the Father, on the right hand of power. But you got folk up there want to flex because they don't understand. You've been raised up and seated. You know, I hear a wife saying, you know what, I just want my husband to cover me. Well, stop poking your feet out from under the cover. Every now and then, while he ain't looking. And the serpent go to bite you, and then you want to blame him. He's trying to cover you, let him cover you. See, when you get raised up, you're going to have to understand you got to sit down. Because it's not about you then. See, some God's going to take many in these last days to this level and entrust to you measures of authority, mantles. But you got to be sitting down. What does that mean? The Lord told Jesus, sit here. I'm taking it from here. See, God's not trusting your judgment. You got to trust his judgment. That's why you got to sit yourself down. Amen. Stop. Tell somebody right now, stop getting in a hurry. People doing ministry and living like everything is counting on them. Where's God at? Worried about this. Anxious over that. Fearful about this. Talking about that. The Bible says, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for raiment. He says, take no thought. See that little phrase? Let me emphasize it like it's supposed to be. Stop worrying about stuff. If you're sitting down, you ain't worried. Because you're sitting down in obedience to what God said. Because God says, sit thou here at my right hand. Now see, if Christ is in you and you are in Christ, in Psalm 110, the Lord told him, sit thou here. So if we're in him, then we're sitting there too, because we've been raised up together with him. He said, until I make all your enemies your footstool. You trying to straighten folks out. You threatening folks. You about to cuss them out. You playing the little games. Rise up above that. Come on out of that. That's not even the way. You wrestle not with flesh and blood, with the human aspect or element. We wrestle against powers and principalities. These invisible rascals that come against your mind. You have authority to bind them, to cast them out, because they want to get into your thinking. They'll make you, or try to make you think somebody don't like you. Like that matters. But, because they didn't look at you when they came in. Or they was looking, they was focused on something, and it looked like they was frowning at you. What he looking at? He think he don't know me. No, he don't know you. He wasn't looking at you either. Well, that's the devil. Want to kind of set the agenda, the narrative. He's a liar. God is more concerned with the conditions of your heart than the activity of your hands. What we become to God, what we are becoming to him, is more consequential than all we shall ever do for him. You can do all kinds of things. I give my body to be burned. I give all my money to the poor. I do this, I do that. So what? What are you becoming? There are people out in the world that do more than you. And they ain't even saved. They got more money than you. They gave more than you. They give into Africa. You see them with little African, you know, all that stuff. But what are they becoming? What are you becoming? This is what we must focus on. Look at somebody and tell them, you've been raised up. Now sit yourself down. If your devotion, and this is where saints miss it a lot of times, you get caught up in what you are doing in your ministry, in your gift, in your job, with your talent. If your devotion to your task exceeds your devotion to him, God's going to personally disrupt your success. All these years, and it just ain't seem to be getting worse, sir. You got to weigh this thing out. What is your relationship to him like? Because he gave you this or he gave you that doesn't mean that you just take it and run. Remember the 10 lepers that were cleansed, that were cleansed? They said, Lord, we would that you we would be whole. He said, that we would be healed. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. Didn't even lay hands on them. As they went, they were healed. They were healed. The leprosy left them. Fingers grew back. Nose, ears, toes. The whiteness left them. One stopped in the middle and came back, ran back. And said, Lord, he said, yo, were there not 10? He said, where are the 9? Lord, he said, Lord, I just wanted to come. I came back to say thank you. That might not seem like a big deal, but it's you can gauge the temperature of our age. People are not thankful. You know, even in traffic, heavy traffic, you let somebody, it's rare that people give you a gesture. Thank you. They just get in there like they're supposed to. Oh, old beat up car they driving to. That's all up, smoke everywhere. This is all up in front of you. And don't even turn on signals to. Slow down in the middle of you're supposed to be doing 55, slow down. It's about 20 and didn't want to turn. No signal, no nothing. It's a time of the age. People are unthankful. Are not thankful for things. It's not that you have to tell me thank you. It don't matter. I'm going to do what God says to do. But I mean, it's not only cordial and humane. It'll bless a person when you do say thank you. When you are genuinely thankful for something. Stop being like you are entitled. Because God doesn't override people's will. I know God told you to do this. Well, he did, but I didn't have to. Give it back. God's not going to ever override someone's will. He's not going to manipulate. People try to manipulate, not God. The devil does. So if your devotion to your task, what you're doing, exceeds your devotion to God, you have to determine, engage, and measure that. He will personally, you think it's the devil. He done messed up my plans again. No, it's God doing it, because he knows if he lets you go on, you're going to forget all about him. That's why he took Israel not right into Canaan, but through a wilderness. He said, because I know these folk ain't ready. They came through the blood, and they are in me, but no, I'm in them, but they ain't in me. I got to get up in them. I got to get some stuff out of them and make room for myself in them. And that you notice the whole generation never got in him. And they never got into their promise. Come on, this is a reality. Sometimes people say, well, you know, he don't come when you want him. He always on time. And it's been 50 years. I wonder. I know some things take longer. But I wonder. Did you just miss it? Or are you just missing something there with your stubborn self? The Lord insists this, that our success not originate from our own strength, but from our union with him. See, you've been raised up. Now sit yourself down. Because you are your biggest enemy and you are your biggest hindrance. I can tell you, because we have gifts. We can get the job done. We can do it our way. Like, what was Frank Sinatra? I did it my way. Whoever it was, sing that song. You can do it your way and get it. And yeah, but you're missing God. Because see, it's not about, on that level, when you're raised up, it's not about you anymore. It's about a kingdom. It's about a legacy. It's about taking a city. Amen. It's about a people movement.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation to send the gospel into the world. Please pray for